Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. The Pats opened up their postseason with a 13-point victory over Houston in a game that they led from late in the first quarter on. It was a thorough beatdown of the Texans, but the Pats know it was far from perfect. They'll be putting all their efforts into this week in the AFC title game against Baltimore, and there are certainly some areas that will generate extra attention.
Coming down to Manning, about 8 yards deep, going to run it out. Right up the middle to the 5, to the 10, to the 15. He's got an alley at the 20, 25, at the 40, at midfield. The Patriots are chasing him, trying to chase him down. They don't bring him down until he's all the way down inside the 10-yard line. And that's when Devin McCourty finally tracked him down.
The very first play of Sunday's game wasn't pretty for the home team. The Pats kickoff coverage unit finished the regular season third in the NFL in average yards allowed, but it didn't look that way against Daniel Manning and the Texans. Houston was unable to capitalize on the game-opening 94-yard return by Manning, but the Pats know they can't allow game changers like that. Later in the first half, Manning went for 35 yards on a kickoff return, earning 15 more on a Steven Gostkowski horse collar penalty. And in the fourth quarter, 69 more Manning yards on a return that led to a touchdown. The Pats overcame all of it, but it's not the way they'd like to play special teams.
Just go back to the basics, go back to, you know, the fundamentals and the rules that we have as coverage players, and, you know, just doing our job better and doing our assignments better. And, you know, it's been a strength for us this season. Kickoff coverage has been a strength for us. And, you know, like I said, I'm confident that we'll get it fixed.
The next man up mantra will be in full effect this week. Rob Gronkowski, all done. Not to be seen again this postseason, reportedly, after re-injuring his forearm. The Pats played virtually the entire game without the tight end after going 4-1 without him for a chunk of the regular season. Expect to see plenty of Michael Ha'omanawanui against Baltimore. In addition, there were in-game injury concerns for Danny Woodhead and Chandler Jones.
We take pride in everybody that's on this team, on this roster, takes pride in preparing themselves so that when that moment comes, we have to step up and make plays. You're there to perform for the team. So, you know, we're all in this together, and everyone's got to be ready.
Meanwhile, there is not a single team in the NFL that has consistently challenged the Patriots in recent years like the Ravens. Every game between the two teams has been close since 2007, except for a 2009 postseason game that Baltimore won in blowout style. This has been a true non-divisional rivalry, and the Pats can't afford turnovers, mental mistakes, or lack of focus when locking horns with the Ravens.
I think it comes down to you know, the last drive, one or two possessions throughout the whole game that really, you know, affect the outcome of the game. If you look back on every game that we've had, it's come down to the end, and it's one or two possessions throughout the game that, you know, really affect the outcome.
Well, we've got the Ray Lewis angle, we've got the rematch angle, we've got it all covered. The players will be off on Tuesday, but we'll have much more here on Patriots.com on Tuesday and all throughout the week. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.